You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
The headline offers, Jamie Vardy to score and Leicester to win 2-1. Odion Ighalo to score and Watford to win is 8-1. Derek, Jamie Vardy and Leicester City, they just keep on rolling at the moment. Vardy now got a goal in 8 straight Premier League games and he's chasing down Ruud van Nistelrooy's record of 10 straight games with a goal in the Premier League. He's actually 11-1 here with William Hill in the special section to break that record. He needs to score in three more.
The interesting thing is that they've got this game, obviously. Then they've got Newcastle away.
Yes.
And then let's say he scores in both those games, Derek.
Yeah.
So he's equal with Ruud van Nistelrooy on 10.
Yeah.
The game that he could break it in at home Saturday night against Man United.
Well, I tell you what, that 11-1 when you first said that, it struck me as a decent bet. I mean, because, you know, what price would he be? He's 3 even money pokes. In fact, he's probably shorter than evens at home to Watford.
Yeah, he's odds on.
He is odds on.
He'll be maybe the other side of even money at Newcastle, maybe.
Yeah, possibly. 11-10 Newcastle and maybe 7-4 Man United. I think 11-1 is a decent bet given the way he's playing. I mean, he's amazed me. I mean, he's come from like lower league football, non-league football. And he's taking the Premier League by storm, and it doesn't look like a fluke. He's having a Clive Allen year, isn't he? And I tell you what, he's something like 8-1. I've been seeing prices for Player of the Year. Now he's showing no signs of stopping. And is there anyone playing better than him at the moment? You know, I think that's a great bet as well. He's done unbelievably well. But Leicester are riding high, principally because of him, and to a lesser extent Mahrez. But you know, you look at that's all said. Leicester's done fantastic and Vardy's done fantastic. But there are odds on here against Watford. And Watford, who are in fantastic form. the odds command the bet in Watford here. That's all I can say. They're over 3-1. And at the end of the season, there'll be nothing to choose between these two sides. I think there's 6 or 7 points between them now, which shows how well Watford have been doing, by the way. Come the end of the season, they'll probably be locked on about, 40 points. And Watford, you won't see prices like that. Watford over 3-1 to win at Leicester again. It's a massive, massive bet.
130 Watford for Derek in this game. Glad you mentioned Riyad Mahrez as well, Derek, because in his last 10 Premier League games, he's got 7 goals and 5 assists. So it's Vardy and Mahrez really that have teamed up, and they've been the catalyst to Leicester's success in the Premier League this season. Interesting from a goals perspective here as well, if you're looking at this, Lee, because Leicester's games this season have seen the most goals in the Premier League, mm-hmm. 42. Watford's games have seen the fewest,
yeah.
Only 20 goals in their games this season. So I suppose it's where the Watford can stifle this Leicester side.
Can I just interject very briefly,
yes,
there? Watford have conceded 10 goals in the Premier League this season. 9 of them have come in the second half. So, you know, they stifle in the first half and then maybe ever go for it in the second.
Yeah, that is interesting. Maybe highest scoring half to be the second half in this game, perhaps.
Yeah. I mean, they're still the fifth best defence in the Premier League, and the teams above them are Manchester United, Arsenal, Tottenham, Man City. So, you know, they're going along great guns. Having said that, they're also the fifth worst scoring team in the Premier League. The teams below them, Stoke, Watford, Aston Villa. That's fourth, actually. I must learn to count more. Or better. Vardy and Ighalo are interesting. Ighalo's recovering from a dead leg. They think he'll play. Whether that'll maybe just slow him down a little bit. But Vardy, 11 goals from 44 shots this season. Mahrez, 7 from 28 shots. Ighalo, 7 from 32 shots. 3 of the best strikers in the Premier League going up against each other here. Should be goals, really, but cue a tight match because that's what Watford do best, I suppose. It's 4-1 for Vardy and Ighalo to both score in the match. Some people might be tempted by that. I don't think Leicester know how to play tight at home. I think they'll have a right go at this, and I think Watford will be happy to hit them on the break. So I can see goals here, despite Watford's excellent defensive record. I think we will see some goals. I think over 2.5 goals, 8-11, decent enough.
Yeah.
But given what you've said there about the second half, over 1.5 second half goals is even money. I can see that the way Leicester, goal threat, or how good that is, I think I'll play that. Over 1.5 second half, even money.
Just, you have a nap, by the way. One of them, I think it was it Dini you said, with trouble by it. You might be missing a game over with a dead leg.
Oh, no, Icarlo it was.
You never play for the school team, would you? You get a dead leg every lesson at school. Dead leg, it's nothing.
He's fit to start having picked up a dead leg in last weekend's win over over West Ham.
And then the other fellas, you know, carrying a troublesome Chinese burn.
His knuckle was hurt in a recent conker fight.
I was that wet when I was at school. I missed the complete day. Next day, I didn't just miss the PE lesson. I didn't come in for a few days after I had a dead leg.
What was the girl's name? I'll give you that.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.